Through much of the country, February means gray skies, icy winds, and shivering shrubs. But not inside the walls of Seattle's Northwest Flower and Garden Show, where every manner of plant is in full bloom. Now, the annual show is a sign for restless gardeners that spring is near, and no one is nearer to us than our very own Ms. Wright of Spring, the woman who puts the va-va-voom into bloom, the doyen of dirt, our own Ketchel Levine, who joins us. Ketch, it sounds like you have a little friend chirping behind you. Tell us something about the scene there.
Well, this little friend is piped in and throughout the convention center at Seattle. Anyway, I am standing in a complete paradise. The Seattle Convention Center has been transformed into this make-believe world with subterranean gardens and kitchen gardens and arbors and fountains and sculpture. It is a complete fantasy. I think that's the only way to describe what this flower garden show is.
I've learned from you over the years that foliage has its periods of fashion, just like, schmatas or different kinds of coffee drinks.
I'm speechless to even hear the word foliage come out of your mouth.
It took some doing. I've been up all night rehearsing, but yes.
Well, it's interesting that you do mention that, because what if anyone's been to a flower and garden show, what they're typically used to is seeing a lot of forced bulbs. Those are bulbs that wouldn't necessarily be in bloom right now, mm-hmm. that are forced into bloom for the show. And things that are out of season, and things that are, well, largely, I must say, a lot of garden shows can be grotesque. They're like Disneyland. And what has happened this year at this flower and garden show, which I think speaks a lot for the sophistication of the gardener in general, is that you are seeing a lot less flowers that would not be blooming in February, and instead you're seeing magnolias in bud, you're seeing winter-blooming camellias, true, but you are seeing texture, you're seeing grasses, and you are seeing bold foliage, as you mentioned. I don't pretend that I've ever had any love for garden shows, but I must tell you, my mind is blown by some of the ideas I'm seeing here.
Is there anything there that my lack of enthusiasm or appreciation for the plant world, that despite that feeling, would make me sit up and take notice?
Actually, I do have a garden for you. It's called When the Deep Purple Falls, and the idea was luscious, dark, delicious, chocolatey purple foliage. And I overheard a conversation between the designer, Dean Backholm, and someone who was visiting the garden describing what he'd done.
Everything that had purple in it, either flower or foliage or stems, I bought. And they're crammed together as close as I could get them.
Purple always represents a transition to me. Are you in a transition phase here?
No. I love the song, When the Deep Purple Falls.
Your garden is based on a song?
It's based on the song, When the Deep Purple Falls.
How does it go? I don't know it.
When the deep purple falls over sleepy garden walls and the stars begin to flicker in the night.
Now, Ketch, what happens to all the displays after the show closes?
Well,
and not to imply that that man singing is a show that's going to close.
Or that it would close the show.
Yeah.
Evidently, you can buy a lot of these gardens if you happen to have $150,000 in your bank account. You could write a little check for some of them. And that's without installation, mind you. So there are structures here that you can buy for your own garden. You can commission people. You can get them to just take the entire display and bring it over to your place. Also, all of the plants are reused. Nothing is sacrificed for the show per se. So if they're not sold, they do go back to the nurseries that they came from. Bear in mind that people have been planning these gardens for over a year. And then they spend 3.5 days putting them together. And then they have an additional 2.5 days to take them apart. So we are talking about serious performance art here.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it is a kind of performance art. There's a competition, right?
Exactly. There is a competition. In fact, I did talk to one of the judges. His name is Chris Woods, and he's the executive director of Chanticleer, which is a public garden outside of Philadelphia. And I was very surprised to hear what he was judging for.
What I'm looking for really clearly is expression of human spirit. Whether I like it or not, is almost irrelevant. I'm looking for the human spirit, the sense of joy behind the garden itself, and that just passion behind the garden.
Clearly, in this show, the passion is nowhere more in evidence than in the octopus garden. Now, I kid you not, we are looking at a garden that's probably only about maybe 20 feet wide, but has to be 100 feet long. And it is a lagoon. I mean, it is the experience of as if you are underwater, walking on the bottom of the ocean through a fantastical jungle almost of hanging fish that are made out of all sorts of quilted materials and seaweed that is actually spruce trees. There are ferns on the ground. There are octopus. There are mermaids. It is the silliest thing on the planet. What can I tell you? But it is all about passion.
Well, who made this?
The garden's a creation of a very well-known fern grower by the name of Judith Jones and a woman named Vansa Lumsden. I asked Vansa what her favorite moment was in the garden.
That plant right there, they're reeds from South Africa. They have this marvelous form, some of them hairy, some of them slick. But I've become very lustful over them, and I found this nice big one, and I'm going to pet it for the whole time.
So out of this whole fantastical garden.
That's it.
It all comes down to one little green plant.
One plant. I'm an addict. What can I say?
Well, for some of us, the right plant is a coffee plant.
Well, that really is the bottom line, though, to this plant show. This has nothing to do with gardening, really. Yeah. I mean, you can get inspired by a lot of the things that you see here, but this isn't a teaching show so much as a chance for plant addicts and would-be plant addicts to sort of get a jump start into spring. I mean, the place is just burgeoning with madness and excitement and ideas and potential, and frankly, I can't wait to get back in the dirt.
Ketch, thanks very much.
My pleasure, Scott.
Our own Doyen of Dirt, Ketch Levine, speaking to us from Seattle's annual Northwest Flower and Garden Show. And if you'd like to know more about the show, or reach Ketchel, directly via email, you can find her at www.talkingplants.com.